Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Chaf Hei, Erchin 25a, pagination is 49. We'll start at the first Mishnah on the page, which is on the second wide line. One of the methods of donating something to the Beis HaMikdash, besides the discussion of Makdish Damav, the value of something, or Makdish the Erchin of something, the Erech value according to age and gender of a person. Another method is to be makdish sadehu, to sanctify the land. And this falls into two different categories, two different possibilities. One is that a person is designating sadeh achuzaso, something that's an inheritance in the family, and he's being makdish it. And the other situation is going to be sedei miknaso. He bought something, he bought a property from someone else whom had it as a stei achuza, as a family inheritance, and he bought it from that person. And now, while it's in his possession as a field that he acquired, he's makdish it. There's a very big difference between these two. This is described in Parshas Bechukosai, the end of Chumash Vayikra, Perek Chaf Zayin. Very big difference, because in the case of Sedei Miknaso, a field that was acquired, we're going to have to interface with the laws of buying fields from somebody else. Because this person, who's currently viewed as the owner, because he bought the field from the person to whom it was an inheritance, he doesn't really own the field forever. He only owns the field until Yovel, because there's a rule that in the Jubilee year, the field reverts back to the person who had it as a family inheritance. This is a fascinating way to have the Torah restores the property of somebody who might have sold it because they were downtrodden, and it restores the field to them so that moving forward, they once again have their ancestral land. So a person who's being makdish, a sedei miknaso, a field that he acquired, is really only being makdish it for the number of years that he has it. He can't be makdish it for more. So basically he's being makdish it for the years until Yovel, at which time, at Yovel, Hekdish will relinquish its rights, just like the person himself would have had to relinquish his rights, and it reverts back to the person who has it as an inheritance ancestral claim. If, however, the very person who has it as an ancestral claim, the person who owns it as a sdei achuza, an inheritance in the family, that very person is makdish it, then it really is an eternal gift to the Beis HaMikdash, because you can give what you have, and he has it forever. So he's given the opportunity to redeem it, but if he doesn't redeem it, either it doesn't get redeemed, or someone other than himself, or the Mishnah tells us his son, but other than designated people redeeming it, whoever redeems it, at Yovel, it's going to revert back to Hekdesh, and it's going to be distributed to the Kohanim. So our Mishnah states, Hamakdish sadehu bishas hayovel. A person is designating as hekdish a sadeh achuza during the time that Yovel is relevant, during the era when Yovel is practiced. We simply say the words, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Nosin bezera chomer seorim chamishim shekel kesef. The redemption amount that the owner, or we could call him the former owner, is going to have to put up to redeem it is based on the price of 50 shekel kesef for a size of land in which a certain amount of barley could be planted. If you're curious in doing the math, Art Scroll note number 9 does the math for you and ends up with 75,000 square amma is the parcel of land being described to be redeemed for 50 shekelim, and transferring amma to contemporary measures, they place it at between 4 and 6 acres of land would be the redemption amount of 50 shekel kesef, which has to be adjusted based on the number of years left to Yovel, when it's going to revert, etc. How does it all work? Hayusham nikoim amukim asara tfachim, o salaim givoim asara tfachim. If there are areas in the land that either go deep or high by 10 tfachim, so those are not going to be included in the size. Rashi says they're going to be redeemed bishav yeha in their value, but they're not being redeemed according to this 50 shekel kesef for this amount of land mandated by the Torah. Einan imdadim ima. These ups and downs don't count with it. Pachas mikan, but if it's less than 10 tfachim deviation, nimdadin ima, it will be included in the total. It just gets drawn in to the measure. Let's skip down to the next Mishnah, which is 5 lines from the bottom. Hikdisha, he made it hektish. Uga Allah, and he himself redeemed it. Eina yotze miyada bayovel. It's not going to leave his possession at Yovel, whereas if somebody else would have redeemed it, typically it would go to the Kohanim in Yovel. Goala beno, if his son redeemed it, yotze la'aviv biyovel, it does go to the father who's the original owner. That's an exception, that's an extension of the father regarding the redemption. Goala acher o echad me'akrovim, but if anybody else, including other relatives, v'goala miyado, and then the original owner bought it from them, yotze l'kohanim biyovel, at that point it's already a step removed from personal redemption, and it will go to the Kohanim in Yovel, specifically the mishpacha of the Kohanim that are on shift at that time. Goalo echad min ha-Kohanim v'arei tachas yado. If a Kohen redeemed it, the Mishnah paints the scenario, and he's owning it at the time of Yovel, lo yomar, he doesn't have the right to say, ho'il v'yotza l'Kohanim, it's going to the Kohanim anyway, b'Yovel, v'arei tachas yadi, it's mine, so I'm going to keep it, I'm a Kohen. Similar to what he might want to do by Truma and Meiser, it's I'm the one holding it anyway. Harei Shali, it's mine. Elo yotze mitachas yado, it has to be removed from his hands and processed according to the distribution rules. Umischalekes l'chol echav hakohanim, and it's divided to his fellow kohanim. If he's part of that shift, he'll get also, but it is done as a division. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.